The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Government ministers could potentially owe thousands of euro to the state, while others could be due money from the state as a result of incorrect pension deductions. Minister for Public Expenditure Jack Chambers announced the issue yesterday, saying it had arisen as a result of serious and systemic operational issues at the National Shared Services Office. That's the office which deals with HR, payrolls and pensions for government departments and public service bodies. Along with the minister's pensions being checked, 13,000 retired civil servants are also having their pension deductions and payments checked. Joining us now, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance. Piers, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
What do you make of this?
I think it's just shocking, to tell you the truth, and there's many things that can shock you these days, but to have an error in a department or an agency, you know, is normal. We try to avoid them to have an error, but this isn't just one error. It's not just one miscalculation. This is across three different categories and three different errors, all affecting possibly thousands of individuals. Mm-hmm. But large sums of money. And, you know, I think the one that grabbed the headlines and that people were talking to me yesterday is, how can somebody be overpaid 280,000 euro and nobody notice? And that seems to what has happened with a senior civil servant in relation to his or her pension, a pension pot that was in excess of 2 million euro, and that they miscalculated the payment to that person by 280,000 euro.
Piers, it is shocking that this can happen. However, these three errors, are they three separate and distinct errors, or is it a formula that was applied and it was the wrong formula?
No, they're absolutely, while there's not a huge amount of detail, Pat, in relation to this, and, you know, I thought we would have had more given that the minister was aware of this over 2 months ago. But it's clear from the statement that the minister has made as that they are separate. So if you look at the issue of the civil servant who at least this individual got paid 280,000 euro. We know that there's another 29, a total of 30 individuals who range at different numbers. But that is as a result of the tax calculation of their pension lump sum. So that would have happened as a lump sum, as a payment. It was at the point of retirement when they were drawing down the pension, and it happened because the pension was over 2 million euro. Whereas when we look at the other 13,000 people who were civil servants who were job sharing, so they would be probably at the other end of the scale, more likely. They would be lower income employees. That's been going on for 20 years. It's nothing to do with their, a pension that was above 2 million euro. They wouldn't have pensions above 2 million euro. It was a different calculation and how it applied. And then when we look at the ministers who were also overpaid in some cases, and indeed some of them were underpaid, that is to do with their pension deductions that happens on a monthly basis. So three different miscalculations across the department. And the scary thing is that this agency that falls under the Department of Public Expenditure under Jack Chambers is responsible not for millions of euros of payroll, but actually billions of euros of payroll over 50 different agencies, all departments within the state. A huge number of employees are under the auspices, and we expect if you're one of those employees, when you get your pay at the end of the day, that your deductions, that your payments are correct, and they simply weren't, and it's been going on for a long time.
Piers, you say that it's been going on a long time. So suppose someone owes 10 grand to the state based on the calculations now given to Jack Chambers. He got the report at the end of March. But this accrues over a period of, 20 years. It would mean that they were overpaid to the tune of 500 a year or a tenner a week. Do you know what I mean? That they might not have noticed it themselves. However, the larger sums, like a lump sum payment, that suddenly you get far more than you believe you're entitled to yourself, because that kind of calculation is fairly transparent. I mean, that's the thing that would be difficult to comprehend.
Yeah. Absolutely. So when we look at those that were job sharing and potentially up to 13,000 affected, you're absolutely right. 20 years, monthly payments, and we don't know that these were underpayments. So we don't know how much money per week or per month was underpaid, but you may not notice that. And people don't exactly know how their pensions deductions are calculated. So that's understandable. But if you're retiring with a pension of 2 million euro, and you end up getting a payment, a bullet payment of €280,000 more than you were expecting. And you're also a very senior civil servant because you don't have pensions in that scale unless you're at the very top, then that's something that somebody should have noticed. And we don't know how this actually came about. So it could have been that the civil servant actually alerted the NSSO and said, look, you've been overpaid. We simply don't know that. There is a lack of information in relation to this here. But there is a question of how can somebody be paid more than a quarter of €1 million, which appears in a lump sum payment and nobody in the agency known. And how are these errors being made over and over again? And what oversight is there in terms of the department? It doesn't, like, the irony of this here is this is the Department of Public Expenditure. This is the department who is supposed to be watching the pennies and being careful with the pounds, yet we find now that there's massive money being put into pockets of people who were never entitled to, and then other people, including people I would imagine who have since passed away, who were underpaid, who worked in our civil service, who were job sharing and who weren't, you know, hugely rewarded during that time, but actually went without for that period and may have struggled in different times.
Now, what happens if money is owed by individuals because of this overpayment and they're now deceased, for example? I mean, does the debt die with them, the debt to the state?
I imagine it does, and that's just my guess in relation to this.
And yet you know that the quality of the pension is such that you know, the surviving partner, be it the widower or the widow, is in receipt of a pension. And some children are in receipt of pensions on foot of the demise of the parent because they're, as I say, the gold-plated pensions. So would those children then have to, or the widow or widower, have to pay the money back?
Well, look, none of that is clear. I think what is suggested is in relation to those employees who are probably at the lower end of the scale, in terms of salaries, the 13,000 retirees, that they are actually owed money from the state. That's the inference here. In relation to this, the ministers, which are current ministers and also ministers in the previous government, and we don't know how far back this goes, but we know it's definitely the previous government. This may have been a more recent issue, so therefore that issue hopefully wouldn't apply where somebody is now deceased and money either can be paid or recouped. And in terms of the senior civil servants, like anybody who got €280,000 that they weren't entitled to, needs to pay that money back. And you know, there's 30 others. So,
and it's complicated, Piers, because
it's quite recent.
It's complicated because you know, when you are paid a pension of these kind of levels, if it's you know, higher end pensions, you pay tax. So even though you might have been overpaid, say by €50,000, you may have paid tax on that €50,000, which therefore the state already has. So the calculation to untangle this is not going to be simple.
No, it's not, and you know, for those pensions above for those pensions above €2 million, there's different rates of tax that applies, and different taxation measures tax you recoup some of the benefits that you got when you were investing in that pension during your working life. So it's not simple. I acknowledge that. We've had 2 months of it. Over 2 months since the minister has been alerted about this here, I would have expected more information in relation to just what exactly has happened here. I don't think it's good enough to say that none of the individuals, and I think that's fair to say that none of the individuals who received this additional payment or who was underpaid, it's not their fault. We know that. But whose fault is this?
So, and where is the accountability? Is there a principle at stake here? The state made a cock-up, and do ordinary people, whether they're in receipt of huge amounts of money or small amounts of money erroneously, should they have to pay the price for the state's mistake?
If the social welfare, which happens quite regularly as well, where the social welfare may overpay an individual, they take that money back. And these are people who we're asking to live on just over €200 per week. When we're talking about somebody who has got, you know, a gold-plated pension, a pension in excess of €2 million, has got a huge taxable lump sum of over €200,000 with it, that's tax-free, and then gets €280,000 on top of that, that they should never get. of course, that money needs to go back to the Exchequer. And I don't think anybody who's, you know, lining up in Tesco's or elsewhere to pay their shopping and looking at, you know, the prices increase thinks that this is actually fair. You know, this money does need to be recouped back. But more importantly, we need to get to the end of this year. How did this happen? How did it happen over numerous different, you know, examples? As I said, look, the human error is human error. We're all, none of us, you know, are perfect in relation to that, and errors can be made. But when you're dealing with billions of euro of payroll, you would expect that there is systems in place to catch the human error. And when it happens once, that's bad enough. But it happens twice, that's a disgrace. When it happens three times, there is a serious issue in relation to the agency that is tasked with paying out our payroll.
Finally, Pierce, there's one gratifying element of this. It's only a small thing, but isn't it good that the department came out with its hands up and didn't try to sweep it under the carpet?
Oh, absolutely. It is good that that this has been found, and we still don't know to this day as to how it was found. Was this somebody, as I said, that came forward and said, you've paid me hundreds of thousands of euro that wasn't entitled to?
Or you haven't paid me enough, and that's how the thing was uncovered.
Exactly, and you know, what does it say to people who, as I said, who got hundreds of thousands of euro and didn't notice that they weren't entitled to it, you know, but that is not their fault. I understand that. But there are serious questions here in relation to how this came about. Was it an audit? Was it some internal check? You know, we need to find out how an agency of the state under the department, and, you know, the minister is talking about bringing in new legislation, oversight and all the rest. But the first thing we need to find out is how the hell this
happened. Get to the bottom of it.
And how it went on for 20 years and how such sums of money were paid out and nobody noticed.
Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance, Pierce Doherty. Pierce, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.